all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson. And leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, this is Melanie Cole sitting in for Dr. Peek with Michelle today. Do you know what a selfies is? Do you know what narcissism, insecurity, self-expression, and when does a selfie turn from self-exploration into narcissism? Our guest today is Dr. Pamela Rutledge. She writes a blog for psychologytoday.com. Welcome to the show, Dr. Rutledge. Tell us a little bit about selfies. This is a new term we're hearing now.
This is a new term, and it's very interesting because we don't know what to make of it. And I think that's causing a lot of the concern. But I just want to tell the moms and parents out there, don't worry if your kids are taking selfies.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Your kids are taking pictures of themselves using a camera. We've had a wonderful renaissance or revolution in technology that a front-facing lens, and this allows everyone to take a picture of themselves. And taking a picture of oneself, sharing it with friends, that has now become labeled a selfie.
Oh, that's what it is. You know, Michelle, my daughter, sits. She's 11, and she's got her tablet, Dr. Rutledge, and she does that, and now with Instagram and Facebook, and people are putting all these things like what they ate, but then they put the pictures of themselves, so they turn their little cameras, and I find it really annoying for her to do that. I keep telling her to stop, so we're not supposed to do that, right? Tell them to stop doing that?
Well, I think of it as a teaching moment. When your kid is doing something that annoys you or that you worry about, say, hey, that behavior worries me because I don't really understand why you're doing it. Why are you doing that? What do you like about that? What does that, you know, give to you? And really listen to what they have to say, because the kid's point of view about technology is very different from what we grew up with.
That's certainly interesting, because it definitely is. Michelle, what do you think about this? You have kids? Hello? Okay, so, you know, I think that these selfies, you know, are you not saying that it's going to become, that they're going to turn into narcissists, our little kids? Because I do worry about that. They're so self-involved with all of these things. They think people care what they had for breakfast.
Well, think about this. It's actually a form of ageism to label an entire generation with a psychiatric disorder. So we have to stop and think, really, what's going on? We know what to do with a picture of a kid holding a soccer ball. We know what to do with a yearbook picture. We know what to do with a wedding picture. We have no idea of how to think about these pictures that kids take of themselves and share. But the brain processes visual information so much more richly than text information. So think about if your kid is saying, oh, I'm so tired today, or I'm having a bad hair day, or those things that they share with their girlfriend, and they post a selfie. It's instantly they see where they are, the emotion, you know, what the hair looks like, instead of just texting, I'm having a bad hair day. It's a much richer form of communication that increases the quality of their relationship and allows them to share experience.
So actually, it's not really all that bad, because if they say, oh, I'm having a bad hair day, and they've texted that picture to their friends, and then their friends go, no, you're not. It really looks great. It can be a way to rebuild back up that self-esteem.
Right, and I think the fact that a kid or anyone has control over their image, I mean, think of it. This is revolutionary, that you can be the photographer and the object of the photograph simultaneously.
I don't like that camera that's facing me.
Me
I don't like
either.
To see. Okay, Michelle. Well, so you have kids. Are they doing this too, Michelle?
I don't know. My daughter's 27. I don't see her doing this. But she doesn't like the way she looks anyway, so she's not going to take pictures of herself. Quite honestly, I don't like those cameras.
I don't either.
I could live without them. But does it, you know, Dr. Rutledge, does it does it really become, do they become more narcissistic because they're doing this? I mean, does it become all about them? Or is it just, it's just the form of expression, or can it change over time?
I think what we're seeing is a shift towards visual communication. Mm. So that's just okay. A very natural way to communicate, because it sends so much more information than a few words of text. Now, someone who spends all of their time taking selfies, obviously there's a lack of balance there, but right. that reliance on the social validation that overuse would have, that's not going to be restricted to just one facet of their life. You're going right. to see that everywhere, because that just doesn't pop up in an isolated way. So if you see it, your child doing that all the time, that's a wonderful point for you to have an intervention in a very friendly way that you might not otherwise have seen. So I think we ought to view this as a normal form of expression, that kids, okay. especially young kids, are in an identity formation phase, and it's a way to experiment in a very passing, non-precious kind of way.
And what if they start taking selfies of themselves in a bathing suit, or, you know, something that may not be quite as appropriate as, and I think our kids don't understand that everything that they do ends up on the web, and then you can't take it off. And when you're younger, you know, you're not worried about what you're going to do when you go to college, what you're going to wear, you know, what your life's going to look like in the future, and then you have all these things that are posted when you're young that people find. I mean, once they're on the
Absolutely.
Web, they're on the web.
Absolutely, and that's a real case for media literacy in terms of, I mean, the technology's not going away. I mean, it's right. going to be all around us. It has some tremendous potential. Media literacy ought to be part of the school curriculum. It's not currently. But like I said, these are great teaching moments for a parent to come in and really have a discussion about what does that mean to you, what would happen, what are the implications long term, and best of all is to find some selfies of people on the web, you know, celebrities, something like that, and talk about that with them. You know, what does that look like to you? How would that look like if she were going to look for a job in a bank, you know, or someplace, you know, a veterinary office, or someplace that the child would aspire to?
Right.
And to have them think of it, to project a little bit about that behavior. But that's media literacy. That's not about selfies.
Melanie, have you talked to your daughter about this?
Oh, absolutely. And I do a show for the American Academy of Pediatrics, and they do recommend this media savviness. But I talked to her about selfies. I talked to her and my son, too, because he's 13. Yeah. So, yeah, this is what they're going through. But what about, Dr. Rutledge, people that are older, like Michelle's daughter's age, that are getting into all of this, and maybe they're out and about and taking pictures of themselves all different places? Is this like a little bit of security issue, even?
I don't see it like that unless they're overly relying on it. And like I said, then it's not an isolated case. But just because your child is 27 doesn't mean you can't talk to them anymore. In fact, I'll bet every 27-year-old shows up in their parents' kitchen and says, "What's for dinner, Mom?" So, you know, they're big but they're little. You still have the ability to say, "Hey, explain this to me, because I don't get it, and I see it happening out there."
So we have to be responsible as parents to talk to our children about, you know, what they're posting as far as these selfies, these self-portraits, which I think is, you know, a really interesting topic, which is something I hadn't thought about. So thank you so much, Dr. Rutledge, for being on with us today. And you can learn more about Dr. Rutledge by going to www.PamelaRutledge.com. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson. I'm here with Melanie Cole. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.